The first thing I might say about this situation is that we need to depoliticise the situation. Some people are using this situation now for political opportunity. The committee made a request for a meeting with the minister independent of any politicians. We are now disappointed at the political opportunism that has been shown on the part of some yesterday. The committee are totally resolved now in carrying forward this battle whilst the minister will not meet us. It still remains a political decision for her to reverse the closures and the cutting back of services in our three hospitals at Lifford, at Remelton and at Stranorler. I am now calling on the government parties to come clean and give absolute assurances of the long-term future of all three hospitals and all long-term beds in these hospitals. So we are now going to redouble our efforts. We will work with all politicians. We will meet with all politicians, all communities and all peoples in ensuring the success of this campaign. But we ask politicians not to make seek political opportunism out of what is essentially a most important matter for the heart of our communities, the care of elderly, vulnerable people.
Now, in her reply, the minister said that the decision lies with the HSE. You're not convinced that this is the case.
I am not convinced that that is the case at all. It is a political decision that the minister made. She issued it in a political statement. Her intention to replace residential care units at Lifford, at Remelton and in Stranorler and transfer them to Letterkenny. It was the minister that made that decision. The minister must now stand up and take responsibility for that decision. And I am calling again on those in government parties in County Donegal to impress upon the minister to put an immediate stay on what is essentially a political decision made by her and her department.